First aid and first aid kits are nothing unusual in life. I bet if you cop a cut or a graze, you'd know where to find yourself Betadine or a Band-Aid. But what happens when you get a psychological wound, when your psyche might take a little bit of a bruising? You know, the awareness of physical first aid is really ingrained in you and I. It's something that we just inherently know about. But the idea of mental health first aid isn't quite as obvious. And having a grasp on a mental health first aid kit means that you'd be able to offer support to those with mental health problems. And given that this last week has been Mental Health Week, it's an important conversation to be having. Nolene Armstrong is a mental health first aid instructor. Hi, Nolene.
Hi, Jess. How are you?
I'm good. Now, in a full first aid kit, there'd be bandages, swabs, scissors, everything for anything that might arise. So what would be in a good mental health first aid kit?
Well, there's not so much a first aid kit, but there is a first mental health first aid course. In fact, there's several kinds of mental health first aid courses. And like the physical first aid course, the philosophy is very similar. But the difference is we develop some knowledge, skills, and a structure that enables us to respond to someone who's developing a mental health problem or experiencing a mental health crisis.
So that's a very broad, kit, I suppose, or course that you're that exists. So where did the idea for mental health first aid first come from?
The concept was originally developed by Betty Kitchener, who experiences mental illness, and her husband, Anthony Jorm. They had that idea in 1997. And by the year 2000, they had developed the first mental health first aid course.
And that was in Australia?
In Australia, yeah. So Betty's an OAM now, and they've done some fantastic work. Every state and territory in Australia has mental health first aid courses on offer, and it's been exported to over 25 countries. Mm. By 2017, 500,000 Australians had been trained in mental health first aid and over 2 million people worldwide.
So what does being trained in mental health first aid look like exactly?
Well, for most of us, the importance of doing mental health first aid is that when you notice someone developing a mental health problem or in a crisis, we kind of simply don't know what to do, and people often don't do anything. But doing mental health first aid, you develop knowledge, skills, and confidence in how to approach, you know, and actually a structured conversation with someone to provide some early interventions as a first responder. And the evidence around mental health first aid, because it's been evaluated by over 20 evaluations, shows that as well as the confidence and knowledge, it decreases people's stigmatizing attitudes and increases the amount of support that they're providing to others. So it's a really good skill to have as, a mum, a dad, a regular member of the community, a work colleague.
A young person.
A young person.
Yeah, because there is that thing of it being a friend, you know, and having close friends, and then when one of them comes to you and says, hey, I'm actually not going so well, it is difficult to know how to say the right thing, if you're saying the right thing. So there's as much, I think it's quite stressful for the person on the receiving end as it is for the person who's actually putting their hand up and saying, hey, I need you right now.
Yeah.
But working out how that looks is a whole different thing.
Yeah.
So what different types of mental health first aid are available in the NT? Or courses, rather.
Or courses. Yeah. So the core types of mental health first aid courses are, there's a 12-hour standard course, and that's for adults to support another adult. There's the 14-hour youth course for adults to support a young person or an adolescent. There's a 12-hour older person's course, which is for adults to support an older person. And there's a 14-hour Aboriginal course for adults to help an Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander person.
Mm-hmm.
And really importantly, I guess, there's also a teen mental health first aid course, which involves 3 classroom-based sessions to adolescents, which gives them the skills to be a first responder when one of their peers is developing a mental health problem or crisis. And that's the one that we haven't seen picked up here in the Northern Territory.
Yeah, I think you were saying earlier that only 63 students or participants have completed the teens course out of something like 60,000 in Australia. So where's the gap? Why is the gap even there?
Look, I think there's just a lack of general awareness about the program, and when there have been teen mental health first aid instructors in the Northern Territory, you know, we've got this quite transient workforce, so they've come, they've trained, and they've left. And there has only been 63 young Territorians who've ever done the program out of 60,000 young Australians. So it's quite disappointing that we're not on par with the rest of the country. And I'm not sure if you're aware, but in June this year, Lady Gaga, through her Born This Way Foundation, announced that she was taking the program to 28 schools in the US. So,
So it's the same teen program.
The same, exactly, the same program. So
we need our own territory, Lady Gaga.
We do. Well, we do. We also just need some, you know, recognition that young people go to other young people when they're in times of stress, and they're very capable of providing some initial first aid to a friend and helping to connect them with an appropriately skilled adult. And that's exactly what the teen program does. You know, it's implemented in a school setting. It would be implemented to a whole year level.
Classroom, yeah.
And what it does is it teaches the young people through a look, listen, ask, help your friend framework to recognise the signs, communicate in a safe and supportive way with their friend, and then connect them to an appropriately skilled adult. And we make sure that those appropriately skilled adults are in that setting, because there's a minimum number of adults in a school that would need to be trained in the more comprehensive youth mental health first aid program and be identified as go-to people.
Mm, I find it really surprising that there is just such a limited number of young people who have completed the course, because it makes such sense. And the fact that it's a relatively, it just makes sense that this should be adopted more openly and be a lot more popular within the school curriculum. And
it actually aligns with the health and wellbeing part of the school curriculum up until year 10, the national curriculum. I'm a parent volunteer and executive member at NT COGSO. Over the last four AGMs, we've seen over a quarter of our motions submitted seeking to address the mental health and wellbeing of our young people or the needs of students with additional needs. And we have been actively seeking funding in with the endorsement of Northern Territory schools to try and get some funding to implement this program in Northern Territory schools. There's a lot of pressure on school budgets. So, we haven't been successful so far, but we will certainly keep trying to advocate for this program and are specifically putting our energy into trying to get some of the funding available through health to implement this program in education and seeing, you know, a bit better integration of those two agencies.
Mm. And it sounds pretty obvious, but why is it important for teenagers and young adolescents to know how to speak to each other? Like, what is it that the first aid course does that goes above and beyond the normal interaction?
Well, it's really gives a great understanding of what a problem looks like. Some of those hidden signs that people might put down to normal teenage behaviour. So it identifies where something is going over and beyond normal teenage behaviour, gives you a structure to have a conversation. And it's very important through mental health first aid that you are being supportive and communicating in a non-stigmatising way to make that connection, because that rapport is the pathway to supporting someone to get help. But our young people, you know, mental illness, in my view, is the biggest issue facing young people. One in four young people are at risk of developing a serious mental illness. Half of all people who will ever have a mental illness will have had that first experience by the age of 18, and three quarters of all people who will ever have a mental illness will have had their first experience by the age of 25. Through that early recognition and access to early intervention, you improve the rate of recovery, and also you can start to intercept with those secondary effects to relationships, study, employment, housing. You know, think about a young person about to leave the nest. What an impact can have if they've got an untreated or unsupported mental illness, how it can just knock on for the rest of their lives, because it's such an important time.
Yeah, absolutely. A really important conversation to be having. Nolene, if people want to find out more about mental health first aid, where can they go?
Look, go to the Mental Health First Aid website, www.mhfa.com.au, and you can search a course, you can search an instructor, you can find out who in the Northern Territory is trained to do what. And all of the courses that are delivered up there on the website with dates.
Okay, great. Thanks, Nolene. Nolene Armstrong is a mental health first aid instructor. And if this conversation has raised thoughts or feelings for you, please practice some self-care, and you can contact Lifeline on 13 11 14.